Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, or on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show. This is the first one of the year, and we are so glad to be welcoming back to our studio here today, Natalie Press. Natalie, how are you?
Hey, Hunter.
It's good to see you again after all this time. It's been like 10 years since you've been on this show. It's far too long, and we've got a lot of catching up to do, but first, what would you like to play for us first?
I'm going to do a song off the record called Your Fool.
Excellent. Here is Natalie Press here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I remember when you told me, oh, that you would love me only. Oh, but you've gone and treated me like a fool. No, you never say where you are going. Then you stay until the morning. Oh, and I know you have been treating me like a fool. All the loving that I made, oh, all the promises that I gave, but then you let me down. And now every story and every lie, well, it won't be saving you from me saying so tonight when you are out, well, you'll come back into an empty house with a note signed sincerely, Your Fool. But then you let me down. And every story and every lie, well, it won't be saving you from me saying goodbye. I built this new life before me, but you're always filling up my memory. And they will haunt me just like memories often do. And they will tell me that I'll always be your fool. Oh no, I guess I will always be your fool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Natalie Press here on Hunter at Sunrise. Welcome back. And congratulations on a great, I guess it's your debut record, correct?
Yeah. Yep, it is. The first full-length record I've ever released.
Wow. And are you amazed at its the reaction of people? You've been on Jules Holland's show. I mean,
yeah,
gosh.
Cool. That was cool, especially because I'm a huge Squeeze fan. So yeah? That was really exciting for me to meet Jules Holland. No, it's been a crazy year, and it's just insane. You know, you've known me for 10 years. I mean, I've been doing this almost my whole life,
writing
songs, singing, trying to play instruments, and, you know.
Trying. You're doing
and,
a great job.
Oh, thanks.
You're very welcome.
It's just, you know, going to school for it, working really hard, doing all the typical, like, singing on people's records, playing in little shops, playing little tours. And you knew me when I was 18, 19.
Yes, right. We might want to explain, the last time you were on the show, yeah, you were with Dana Alexandra.
Yep.
And they were called Natalie.
Yeah, we were called Natalie, which is horrible. But and it's so funny. Natalie comes up all the time. Like, everybody still knows Natalie.
It's catchy.
I guess.
It's catchy. I can't think of very many duos called the Natalie. When you Google it, it comes right up.
It does, yeah. So our Pure Volume page, yeah.
You went to Nashville around 19, 20 years old, right?
When I was 20 years old, I moved to Nashville. Dana and I met at Berklee College of Music,
right,
and we both dropped out after 1 year. And then I convinced Dana to move to Virginia Beach with me.
Right.
And she did.
Yeah.
And then you
grew up here. You went to Cox High School, right?
Yeah, I went to Cox High School. Went to the Governor's School for the Arts, which I'm doing like a benefit show for tonight. That's why I'm in town.
Right.
And we just gigged. We played everywhere. Like, I think I really wanted to get that out of my system because I was always, you know, writing music in my bedroom and playing, you know, for my Girl Scout troop.
You played for your Girl Scout troop?
Oh, yeah. You know, just like not really, just like I felt so pent up in that way. And then I went to school. I was always in school because I double majored at Governor's School. And then I went to Berklee. And I just really wanted to just play and just actually be a musician. I didn't really have any experience. So I convinced Dana to move to Virginia Beach. And then we just started gigging together and playing at the Jewish Mother for like 4 hours a night.
Well, I remember you guys were great at the Sunrise to Sunset Acoustic Music Festival. We had you there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had just discovered you at that particular point, and
that's right,
suddenly you were all over the place. And
yeah,
that was really a cool time.
Yeah, we really cut our teeth, you know, as far as like, oh, this is what it means to be a touring musician, you know, because I'd never done that. And then I realized I really wanted to go back to school after doing that. And so I finished school in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee State,
yeah.
And you were learning songwriting there.
Yeah, I did commercial songwriting, which is hilarious. It's a liberal arts school, so I took all sorts of classes. But, you know, just it really just taught me how to be a responsible songwriter, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, you were in Nashville for a really long time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there. I mean, yeah, I was there for almost 10 years. So.
Yeah. And you just recently kind of broke out and went to Richmond.
Yeah, yeah. It's really special. You know, when I was in Nashville, I was there for maybe, it was like 4 years, and I recorded an EP, or a couple EPs, and then I was like, I want to do my full length. So I was looking around in Nashville, people to produce my record, and I kept saying, I want to make a Dionne Warwick record.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really understood. Nobody was really picking up, you know, what I was putting down at all.
They were looking at you and going,
like, what?
Dionne Warwick.
That is, like, so dorky. And who wants to record that kind of music? But I'm just obsessed with her, and I'm obsessed with Burt Bacharach, and I just, that's the music that just really speaks to me. And
yeah, I was looking at your influences and was,
yeah,
Irving Berlin,
yeah,
Sondheim.
Yeah,
my.
Whatever.
I mean, well, those aren't your usual, I don't know.
Sure.
For
sure.
The type of music that you're playing, sure, is not exactly your usual influences, though they are amazing songwriters.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like all sorts of stuff, you know, but that's the kind of stuff that I just aspire to be. I feel like that's like the pinnacle of craft, you know?
Sure.
Songwriting craft. Yeah, and so it's so crazy because then I got reconnected with Matthew E. White.
I was going to ask you about
him.
How did you connect with him? Because it seems like a lot of this came together because of him and
exactly.
your connection with him.
Yeah. So, you know, I was living in Nashville. Nobody's really understanding what I wanted to do. And then a mutual friend of Matt and I's, who I didn't know was a mutual friend at the time that lived in Nashville, asked me to sing backgrounds on his record.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this sounds incredible, James. Like, who did you do this with? He's like, oh, I did this with this guy, Matt White, in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I grew up with Matt. I was in a band. I started this band in middle school.
Yeah,
well, like, I left the band. It's just so funny. And I was like 14. And then Matt took my place. So I was always like, who's this Matt guy? You know?
Wow.
We weren't really friends.
It was kind of like kismet.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it was destiny.
Totally. And it's so funny because Matt and I both have like this very strong visual of what each other were wearing. He looked like a total hippie, Birkenstocks. I swear he was wearing a puka shell necklace, but he doesn't think he was. And then
yeah.
And then I was wearing a Sid Vicious t-shirt and red pants.
Wow.
But we both just laugh about that. Like, that's our first impressions of each other. So Matt and I, you know, were just acquaintances for so many years. And our friend James was like, hey, you know, you should really reach out to Matt because I think you guys have similar ideas of how you want to make music, you know, kind of record that you guys want to make. You guys have similar tastes.
Sure.
So I reached out to him. I emailed him. It's like, hey, it's Natalie Press from Virginia Beach, you know. And he didn't get back to me for like a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then I was doing more research on him, and I was reading about Space Bomb. Like, it wasn't a label yet. So he has this record label that he started in Richmond called Space Bomb.
Right.
And it was just an idea. But, like, there was some articles, like, very few about it, like, what he was aspiring to do. And he was referencing, like, Brill Building and, you know, just Stacks and Chess and all that
right.
stuff. And I was like, oh, Matt, like, this is what I'm into, and this is what I want to do. And I sent him a bunch of songs, and finally he got back to me. And then he saw me play, and he was like, okay, we really have to do a record together.
That's
and I was like,
cool.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I have no money. And he was like, great, let's just do it anyway. We'll make it work. So we did this intense, crazy, like 30 people playing on a record on literally zero cash.
Wow.
Because we played, like, and, you know, and I've paid, you know, we did what we could. I mean, we had a little bit to work with, but oh my God, it was like embarrassing. Like, I could never do that again. There's only one time you can pull that card, you know.
Sure. We're talking with Natalie Press,
yeah,
here on Hunter at Sunrise. Before we get into more of the production of the record,
sure,
why don't you do us another song here?
Sure. So this one I'm going to do is a new-ish one, and I like it. So I'm just going to play it.
I love it when people do new music that no one's heard before on
this
show.
Oh, good. Well, perfect.
Here's Natalie Press here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I'm like a stone that the river washes over, carried from home without anywhere to go. Move with its fall, let the water shake me down. I wanna be a wonder and a lover. Have room to think of, but always got someone around. Free like a spring, but secure as a solid ground. Ooh, tell me all I need to know before the falling starts. Say it till it echoes and awakens my heart. I feel the sun, the sweetness surrounds me. I've had enough with the veil always bringing me down. Now that I've grown, I've learned to be sure that love isn't one, it comes only when it comes. Tell me, tell me, you can't leave until you tell me. You won't let us be a falling star. Tell me not for beauty, say it's not for what we're doing, but a blind belief never to stop. Before the breeze leaves me dreaming, and the breeze start releasing. Sure that love isn't one, it comes only when it comes. Ooh, tell me all I need to know before the falling starts. is my heart.
Cool.
Yeah. Natalie Press. Natalie Press here on Hunter at Sunrise. So you got the record together with this gentleman and
Matt White.
Yeah, Matt White. Yeah. And it sounded like this was kind of a rudimentary type studio you were doing this in. Is that true? Is it in
we recorded that record most of it in his attic of his house. Yeah. It's like an A-frame. It looks like an attic. Like, there's holes. You have to watch where you're stepping.
Right.
You might fall through the ceiling kind of attic. But it's so magical up there. Like, you just want to make music up there. And that has to do with Matt's energy and the vibe that Matt created up there, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you could get lost up there. So we did most of it to tape. Up there in that attic, we did drums, bass, guitar, piano, vibraphone, congas. Most of like the backing.
And then you kind of added the horns and the strings later?
Yeah, we did horns and strings and vocals at Trey Pollard's studio,
mm-hmm.
Who's also from Virginia Beach.
We know Trey down here. I mean, he's also...
Oh, Trey's a legend, yeah.
He's a great guitarist.
Oh, he's insane.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he's going to be... He's in my band. Like, see, that's why I suck at guitar now, because I just, like, let him play. I'm like, Trey, you're so good.
Well, when people see you live, you're, like, with this huge orchestra, practically. It's big.
Oh, well, no, when we play live, it's a four-piece.
Oh, just
four?
We're
like four. A rock band.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we, like...
Well, I guess I've seen you on TV, and you usually have these...
We usually have these horns.
And
yeah. So,
whatnot.
Yeah, sometimes we do like the three horn players and just four piece band. But yeah, I wish we could do an orchestra. That would be a dream. One day.
One day. One day. Well, once you put this album out, then you put out an EP, Side by Side, live at the Space Bomb Studios.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, we got off tour in Europe and immediately went to Space Bomb. The new Space Bomb. Space Bomb no longer exists in the attic, which is kind of sad.
Aww.
But there's a great studio, which was Trey's studio,
mm-hmm.
where we did the strings and horns and vocals. So now Space Bomb has taken over Trey's studio.
I see.
And it still has a great vibe, but...
And you did that all live in the studio.
Yeah, we did it all live. Yeah, we did that whole thing. We did five songs in like 4 hours.
Wow.
It was insane. And we had to actually figure out how to play that Grimes cover. Like, none of us had ever played it before, so we had to figure out how we were going to arrange it. And that can get kind of, like, difficult. Like, that's kind of a difficult thing to do when you have, like, five people who have all really strong ideas.
Right.
So
you do a good job on the Anita Baker song. I actually played that on the air. And,
right on.
And my producer was singing along with you. Just so you know,
nice.
You were there. You came up with one of the most interesting lyrics, I think, for the year. My love is just what was it? Love, my love is just a long goodbye.
Oh,
what a lyric!
Thank you.
Because you know, I and probably many people have been in a relationship where you just feel like it is slowly slipping away.
Yes.
And that just, and it's probably one of your more personal songs, isn't it?
Definitely. That one was actually really hard to record. I wrote that one. I finished that one with my buddy Peter Barbie. But I wrote the chorus to that one. You know, I brought him that chorus to help me finish.
Right.
And I was just in tears, like, writing it.
Yes, my baby don't understand me.
No, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
No.
It is a stirring song.
Thank you. Yeah. That was like really hard, because I recorded the record while you know, that breakup had just happened. So actually, it happened while I was in Richmond.
Uh-huh.
I remember I was sitting in my car, and he broke up with me, and I about died.
Oh my gosh! Well, I'm glad you decided to stick around. We want you to do more music.
Thanks.
But the accolades have just been coming in for this debut record. You were one of Rolling Stone's 10 new artists to know.
Mm-hmm.
One of Time Magazine's 15 artists to watch in 2015, and you were reviewed by the New Yorker. You've been touring all over the place. You're getting ready to go to Australia, aren't you?
Yep, going to Australia. I'm going to turn 30 in Australia.
Have you ever been to Australia before?
I've never been.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I hear it's an interesting place. You're going at the right time, I guess. You go during the winter because it's summer down there.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm very excited about that.
I bet you're very excited. This whole thing must be just a big blur to you.
A little bit, yeah. I feel like I got a lot of preparation for it, though, because I was touring with Jenny Lewis. I was playing piano with her.
I was going to bring that up too, because I saw you on, I saw there was a video and you were on Austin City Limits with her.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was amazing and terrifying.
You did fine.
Thanks. mostly because we were on in-ears. So we have these in-ear monitors, but all of the cameras and the lights like interfere with the signal. So I was the furthest away from the board.
Right.
So I just had nothing but interference in my ears the whole time. It was like, like the whole time, but I had to like pretend everything was just great. And I was, yeah, there's a camera in my face. Yeah. But, so I was with Jenny for that whole album cycle. So I got to really, and she's a pro. I mean, she's released so many records. And so just like getting to observe her, how she handles it and what's going on, like what it means to have an album come out, you know, and do that whole like song and dance. I mean, it's intense.
Yeah.
So I got to watch her. I was very lucky, like, you know, that I had that opportunity to get to watch somebody so closely while they experienced that. So for me, when it was time for my record to come out, I was like, oh, yeah, I know what to do. I know how to handle all this. This is fine.
Yeah.
But it has been kind of a blur. Like, I can't believe it's almost been a year since the record came out, because it came out late January.
It sounds like you've been rushing everywhere to do something having to do with the record.
Yeah. No, we've been in Europe a lot. I'm really grateful the record's doing a lot better over there than it is here.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's just insane. Like, I can't believe all these people from Holland are here to see me.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just, sometimes it just freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like okay, cool.
We're talking with Natalie Press here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, we have time for one more song. What would you like to play for us?
Oh, man. What should I play for you? Do you have any requests?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'll do this one, Violently. This one I wrote when I was in college, and I was at MTSU. And I'm still very spacey, and I will just, like, space out sometimes and, like, write little melodies in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly, and this is one of those times when I wrote like the entire song while I'm sitting in class, and I had to excuse myself to use the restroom so I could record it.
And it's called
Violently.
Here is Natalie Brass here on Hunter at Sunrise.
The turning of space, it can't stop its rate, only in time. Will it start to fade? And I feel the same. Can't stop my strain. I wanna reach out, but I don't know which way. Break my legs, 'cause they wanna walk to you. Just wanna know you violently. I've had enough of talking politely. Oh, when the red it is there, it's all over me. It's over. Quinley. Oh no, each day I hide the extent of my mind. I'm putting away things that I write until companionless nights. Oh, but I wish I could chip it off or shred it. The wish for heaven. All of my secrets compressed. Ooh, now break my arms, 'cause they want to hold you. Oh no, I just wanna know you. I've had enough of talking politely. Oh, and the red, it is there. It's all over me. It's overlaid eloquently.
At Sunrise here with Natalie Press. Wow.
Thanks.
This has been great.
It's fun.
It's so good to see you again.
Me too, Hunter. Too long.
Yes, too long. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And good luck with the self-titled disc as well as your EP. It's Side by Side Live at the Space Bomb Studios, recorded in Richmond. And good luck on your Australian tour.
Thanks.
You got about 5 or 6 places already lined up to go down there, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to be there for a long time, but you got to fly everywhere there. So it takes a long time to get from gig to gig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck with that.
Thank you. I'm going to need it. Thank you.
You'll be all right. Natalie Press here on Hunter at Sunrise.